From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani demands Pakistan crack down on the Taliban. Mr. Ghani is accusing Pakistan of fostering the recent spike in insurgent attacks in Afghanistan. Ayaz Ghul reports.
President Ashraf Ghani's criticism follows a series of attacks in Kabul during the past week, including Monday's suicide car bombing near the city's international airport. The violence has killed dozens of people and wounded hundreds more. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for most of the attacks. During televised remarks, Mr. Ghani alleges Pakistan remains a venue and ground from which messages of war are being sent to Afghanistan. Ayaz Ghul, Islamabad.
Two suicide bombings in Iraq's eastern Diyala province killed at least 40 people and wounded dozens late Monday. One attack happened near the provincial capital, Baquba. A second car bomb blew up at a checkpoint east of the city. Two women are suspected in an assault on the U.S. consulate in Istanbul. One was injured in a gunfight with police and is in custody. A second remains at large. Earlier, a bomb exploded at a police station in another section of the city. Racially troubled Ferguson, Missouri was tense Monday night after a protest marking the one-year anniversary of the shooting death of Michael Brown ended with gunshots and the wounding of another black teenager. The threat of renewed violence hung in the air and on the minds of residents, police, and protesters. Earlier, St. Louis County officials had declared a state of emergency. Kenya and Uganda have agreed on the route for a pipeline that will carry crude oil from Uganda to the Kenyan coast. The pipeline will run for about 1,500 kilometers. This is VOA News. Activists gathered on Capitol Hill in Washington Monday to plead for more U.S. engagement in efforts to suppress the Lord's Resistance Army in East Africa and capture its leader, Joseph Kony. Mariama Diallo has more.
This is the time to double the efforts against the Lord's Resistance Army in Uganda, human rights activists told the Tom Lantos Human Rights Commission on Monday. Paul Ronan is the project director at the Resolve LRA Crisis Initiative.
Today, thanks in large part to the military operations and the defection campaigns that are supported by U.S. troops in the field, there's only about 190 to 200 troops left.
The LRA is accused of being responsible for thousands of civilians' deaths and the kidnapping of tens of thousands of children. Mariama Diallo, Washington.
A U.S. media outlet is reporting that Chinese hackers have been accessing the private emails of top U.S. administration officials since at least 2010. NBC News cited a U.S. intelligence official and a top security national security agency briefing. The official was cited as saying that the private emails of all top national security and trade officials were targeted and that the email hacking is still going on. A lawyer for Washington Post correspondent Jason Rezaian says a verdict in the reporter's espionage trial in Iran could come within a week. A court in Tehran held its final closed-door hearing in the case on Monday. Fighting between government forces and separatists intensified in eastern Ukraine Monday. Ukraine's president is ordering his foreign minister to hold urgent talks with his counterparts from Germany, France, and Russia about the escalating violence. The Ukrainian presidential website reported that some 200 separatist fighters using tanks launched an attack around the village of Novolaspa. An improving job market and expected interest rate increases have been strengthening the value of the U.S. dollar. The dollar hit a nearly four-month high last Friday, but slipped a bit in Monday's trading. The dollar was boosted when it was revealed that the U.S. unemployment rate had held steady at its lowest level in nearly 7 years. The improving job market reinforced expectations the U.S. Central Bank will raise interest rates as early as September. Higher interest rates tend to make U.S. investments more profitable, so investors purchase U.S. dollars and equities. A court in Britain has dropped an extradition case against Rwanda's intelligence chief, who is wanted in Spain on war crimes charges. The court ruling Monday means that General Karenzai Karake can return home. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.